Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we try and solve your complications. I'm Lydia and I'm joined by my good friends Harry and Ravs. How are you boys doing?
Doing good.
Doing good. It's fucking horrible outside. It's just that horrible time of year. It's windy and it's fucking raining and it's just makes me sad, Lydia.
It's miserable.
Living in this country is severe whiplash. On Saturday, it was sunny. I got a little bit of sunburn on my face. I was in like just a dress and it was warm and lovely. The hills were alive with the sound of music, the serotonin. It was caressing my cranium. I felt great. Today, it's freezing.
It's the wind is blowing.
It's 40 miles an hour wind. It's piercing it down. Yeah. It is fucking miserable. I thought spring had sprung, but no. Although, wait, more whiplash. It's going to be 20 degrees next week.
Why are you fucking serious?
Yeah, 20 degrees.
How? How does this work?
How? Why can't this fucking weather make up its mind? I know you hate warm weather, Ravs. I am looking forward to some sunshine.
I don't mind the cold weather. I just fucking hate wind. I hate the wind. It's just so... Having long hair in the wind is just not... It doesn't work. It's not.
It's your own little personal music video every time you go for a walk, Harry.
It's great. Yeah, I love it. So British, all you can blame on the weather. Look, it is horrible, okay? People who don't live here, it's fucking grim. Weeks like this are the worst.
But you know what? Now you've said that, we're going to get all the comments being like, ew, I live in Canada and it's minus 600 degrees and my foot has got frostbite.
No, and you guys don't know anything about what it's like to live in Canada. No, we don't. No, we live on a shitty little island. And let us complain about it, okay?
We can only complain about what we know, and this is what we know, all right? So let us be miserable.
Yes. Good. Good.
Now we've got that out of the way.
Ravs from Scotland, and he's like, you guys are fucking pathetic. Like, Ravs literally spent years was like cleaning windows in weather like this. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm used to it.
Yeah. Stronger man than I.
But you fucking hate it when it gets a bit warmer, don't you, Ravs? You're like the opposite.
I do. I really suffer. I want it to be as cold as possible. It's just because my flat runs hot. If my flat was like kind of cool, I'd be fine with it. But there's no cool areas in my flat.
Yeah, that is pain. That is really
even 20 degrees, is that too much?
That's too much for me. What? Maybe just okay. 20 degrees is like, oh man, I'm starting to hate this.
Wait, so like over half the year, you're just sad?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my God, dude, get like you have an aircon unit, don't you?
I do, but the window in my flat doesn't open. And I've been on at the landlord's. So it opens like a little bit, but not enough to put a hose out.
Oh my God.
So it's just misery.
Fuck. Oh, you gotta move, dude. You gotta move. You gotta just move.
I know. I just can't be bothered to move yet.
It's been a couple years. Two years.
It's been like two and a bit years now, I know. Like maybe when the housing market's a bit better, I'll consider moving.
Okay.
My God, that's so grown up of you. What a grown up sentence to come out of Ravs's mouth.
I think we actually have to cut that. I think we have to cut this whole bit now.
Yeah.
What?
People are going to be like, it's all.
You know, the interest rates are just really bad. It's a really bad time to buy property.
Stop it.
Weigh up my options. I'm speaking to the mortgage advisor.
No, stop it, Rav. Stop it. Let's get into a question.
I've also stopped
drinking. He's breaking.
I've stopped drinking.
No!
We lost him. He was the best of us.
He was the chosen one.
Have you guys done your taxes yet this year?
Don't. This is making me very flaccid. It's a very flaccid feeling I'm getting.
No, actual hangover check. Oh. Hold up.
Yeah. Oh.
Harry, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm a bit hungover. I'm not super hungover.
Well, a bit hungover.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a smidge
hungover.
Nice.
The tiniest amount.
Oh, because it's Wednesday. Because it's you go out for drinks after your Tuesday stream, right?
I went home early though.
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God. What's early for you? Let's see if it's the same as early for the listeners out there.
Half past 12.
It's not early. What the fuck? That's like the pub is closed.
I went at 11. That's not that bad. I think 11 is very, very reasonable.
Oh, maybe I didn't go at half 12 then. I left not long after you did.
No, I left at like 11.
I feel like people listening, when they hear I left early, is like, left work at 6, had a couple of drinks, left at like 8. You know, that's like leaving early, not midnight.
Tuesday crew always wants to keep going. They're like, let's go to this fucking bar that's open till 4 a.m. And I'm like, nah.
Yeah, I don't think I will ever do that again, apart from maybe on very special occasions of the weekend. I just don't, it's not worth it for how grim you feel the next day. It's not.
It's really not.
I was like, I've got a lot to do tomorrow. Wednesday's a tough day for me, so I'm going home.
Good.
Brave of you to leave at midnight.
He was thinking about his taxes, he was thinking about buying a house, he was like, I'm going to have to go home.
Mm-hmm. I need to go home and think about adult serious stuff.
And you know what? I feel a lot better today. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm a little hungover, but like, I'm actually, you know, human today.
But wait, hold a sec. So you finished the stream at 5. So you're drinking from 5 until midnight?
No. We chilled in the office till about like 6:15 or something, and then we went down.
Okay.
And I had some.
Lydia, why are you acting so surprised and high and mighty right now? What's this?
What's
going on?
Just
reprobate.
You are a scumbag like the rest of us. And don't you dare try and.
What?
No.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, if I was a listener, right? Because obviously I, you know, drink like a fucking fish. But if I was a listener, I'd be thinking, wait, isn't that like 7 hours at the pub? Isn't that like quite a sesh? How is that? And is that 7 hours? No, wait.
I would say that's one of your biggest sessions of the week, right, Ravs?
Yeah. Like, that's the one.
That's the one.
Yes, that's the one. Well, I mean, to be fair, I'm going to a hen party this weekend, so I'm going to be pretty much fucked up from Friday afternoon right until Sunday. So I'm just biding my time.
Oh, you're going on a bender, mate.
I'm going on a bender.
This is going out in a couple of weeks, actually. We got a bit of lead time. Do you want to say where you're going?
Yeah, so I can't even actually remember. It's somewhere in the countryside. It's quite a civilized hen do. It's not like
bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on that instantly.
No. It's not like, you know, like Benidorm, Willy Straws. Actually, no, there will be Willy Straws, but it's not like really.
I took a drink just as you said that. Maybe just bit my from your Willy Straw. From my Willy Straw, yeah.
It's going to be, I think it's like, I haven't really had much to do with the organizing of this. It's going to be a house in the countryside with a hot tub and 100 million bottles of wine.
I feel like you've told me about this hen do before. I feel like you've gone on this hen do.
This is the second time I'm doing this style hen do. Apparently it's what my mates are into. We're going to have like pub crawls and shit like that. But my friends aren't like crazy wild drinkers. Like the person who's getting married has 2 kids. Although maybe this will be her way of like, you know, letting loose with the time away from the kids. They're not like nuts. I don't think it's going to be proper bender, but it's definitely going to be boozy. Like I'm going to feel worse for wear come Sunday, 100%.
Good. Well, I look forward to our podcast recording next
Monday.
Week.
On Monday. Monday's
going to be fun. Good for you. It's going to be nice. You're going to be feeling great.
Very tired, very under the weather, but yeah.
Well, good luck.
Worth it. Thank you.
At least you're not like, I was just worried that you're going to say you're going to Cardiff on like one of those just mental fucking everywhere. There's just vodka. There's vodka in my mouth. There's vodka in your mouth. Who's got vodka?
I'm
just
doing a shot out of a stripper's dick.
Do the shot out of his dick. In your eye. Do an eye shot out of his dick.
It's not some cocaine off of his taint. Yeah. Let's go.
Fucking one of those is just my nightmare. That is literally my worst nightmare.
It's not. I've never done a holiday like that. I'm still young.
Should we just have a pretend stag do or hen party where we just go and do that together?
Yes, all three of us, and then we do a podcast.
Who's getting married? Nobody.
Nobody.
Yes!
Let's go.
Let's get fucked up. And then we'd record a podcast every night during the stag do.
Every
and
2 hours we have to record a podcast.
steadily more and more.
Oh my God. The nightmare series.
Oh, gee. And then we get just absolutely fucking cancelled. Oh, and we just
do one question every 2 hours. That's a better way of doing it. Stitch it all together.
Mm, oh, that's good. That's
nice.
Good.
By the end, you're absolutely incoherent trying to answer a question.
I just also like the idea of you, like, us, like, on a floor of a club with like a laptop and three mics, just trying to record a podcast.
Fuck yeah. All right.
I had a Lewis moment today.
Oh, yeah.
A Lewis Brindley moment.
What'd you do?
He asked me, do you want to go get lunch? And I was like, yeah. So we went to Subway and he was like, back in a minute, I'm just going to go get some toothpaste. I'll get you outside. And then he just went, back to the office. Like, he just left me. He didn't even tell me that he was leaving.
I just
came out of Subway and I was like looking around. It was starting to rain. It was really windy. And I was like, are you in Sainsbury's? And he didn't text me back. So I walked over to Sainsbury's. I looked in there and he was gone.
Oh,
and
my
he
God.
Just said, like, yeah, I'm back at the office. I'm like, what?
What?
You asked me to go to lunch with you, Lewis.
And then you dipped.
Oh yeah, my
he
God.
He got nervous.
He got shy.
I came in all wet to the office and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's really heartbreaking. Oh my God, you got stood up by Lewis.
I stood for like 5 minutes.
You just instantly outed him as well. I love this.
I had to. There's a white whale in the podcast network and it's the Triforce.
Oh, really?
Podcast. And we have to take it down.
I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of them in my life.
No, people do talk about them a lot. It's very weird.
Yeah. And we have to overtake them.
Oh, that's the goal.
Well, especially after he's done this to you.
Hashtag Lewis stood me up.
Lewis stood me up. Yeah. Okay. Let's get that trending on Twitter.
Yeah, let's get that trending. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's activate. Let's activate the audience.
Trending globally in Stoke.
Fuck's sake. All right, let's get to a question.
Yeah.
Dear 0 degree men, degree woman, my girlfriend and I of about 2 years always shower together. We have a tiny bathroom, but the shower is just big enough for two folks to stand naked next to one another. This question is crazy. Before you ask, yes, we are both firm butthole cleaners. When the shower stops,
good.
The problems begin. She will step directly out, dripping wet onto our bath mat, which takes up most of the space in the tiny bathroom. Whereas I wipe off the bulk of the dripping water from my body like a squeegee and squeeze out most of my hair so that I don't make a mess on the floor. I also begin toweling off before I step out of the shower, since both our towels are in arm's reach. This tiny bathroom. Please tell me that she's the weird one in this scenario. And do you do any shower rituals to feel clean or dry quicker? Bonus question. Do you stand up or stay seated to wipe boy dirt from your bum? This is such a fucking weird question.
Oh my God. Okay. Wait, I need to like process this. There's so much going on in this. I need to process it.
I love the idea that I've never heard of that. I've never heard of someone who showers always together.
Especially in a tiny bathroom. That sounds like a pain in the ass.
Like, is it like a cost saving exercise? Is it like, you know,
oh, maybe. Eco warriors, you know, hate saving the world.
Or is is there tomfoolery happening?
Are they just straight up fucking every time?
I'm curious if this is one of my viewers, because the other day I was streaming and he said, like, his wife just asked him to come in to the shower with him, but he was watching me instead. And I was like, based, but also like, Why has everyone got a shower together?
You're saying that his wife was like, come have a shower with me, all sexy, and he was like, no, I can't, I'm watching Ravs. Like, what?
Yeah, super based. I don't know if I believe it or not, but like, you know, he claims that. But why?
Dedicate
why
to
have people got a shower together? Why? Like, I want to get in there, clean my bum and my hair and get out.
Yeah, I don't know if this is sharing experience. I don't know if that's for me. I don't think
unless you're fucking.
I just feel like that sexy time activities in the shower, I don't know if I'm a big fan of. I don't know if it's...
I think it's like this weird, like, sexy fantasy, but in reality, it's actually, like, awkward and difficult to maneuver. It's and also actually not very fun.
Super, like, balancing act. Like, not...
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to fall over and break my neck.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, I would fucking slip and die.
Just... Line dead.
Wait, which way? Where? What's, what's the sniffing attack? What action is causing that?
You know, I bend over to get pegged. I slip. My head hits.
There we go.
I hit my head on the tap, and blood is everywhere.
Oh my god! Died pegging. Died doing what you loved.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Have to go and have to go to A&E with the strap on still inside me.
I mean, I can count on one hand the amount of times that I've been in a shower with a partner. You know, for either sexual reasons or for just having a shower together for, you know, like time or whatever. You know, you have to leave the house quickly, and both of you want to shower, and it's like, oh, fuck, just go. But like, doing it on the regular, like, that's your regular.
Yeah, every
you're
day.
You're getting up every morning, you're getting in the shower. Like, are you waiting? Is like the shower, is it like, is there a ritual to like, you have to step through the threshold to the shower together? Like, do you hold hands? Like, do you get annoyed if someone starts showering without you? Like, how long can you be in the shower on your own? Like, it's insane. It seems insane. It seems like an insane requirement.
Also, every time that I've had a shower with someone, just had a shower, it's annoying because it's like someone's got to use the water. And so the other person has to stand out of the water, just like, and then someone's got to wash their hair. And then you've got to like take turns. It's like this really like awkward, like you just want to be under that water.
It's
like,
very suboptimal. Yeah,
it's like the worst way to shower. Maybe we're just doing it wrong, but it doesn't feel like a good time. Unless you have one of those like massive showers for two people. But if this person has a tiny bathroom, I'm imagining it's just a normal shower where it, you know, there's not enough water to hit two people at once.
Do you reckon it's a thing they talk about or it just kind of goes unspoken? Do you know what I mean? They just like, they don't really talk.
Well, two years they've been doing it.
So just,
I wonder if they do it in like complete silence.
Yeah, I feel like they do. I feel like they just do it in complete, are they just having like a chat about the day? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe just like, so what you got on today as you're like frantically scrubbing your butthole with a bar of soap or whatever, you know, just couple goals, just couple things.
I mean, it sounds amazing. It sounds like they love it. You know, I'm happy for them. I can't wrap my head around it.
No, not for me. Not for I will say. I don't want anyone else there. Go away. But okay, so the next problem is the drying. So she'll just step directly out, dripping wet onto our bath mat. There we go.
That's me.
That's you, which takes up most of the space in the tiny bathroom. Whereas I wipe off the bulk of the dripping water from my body like
that's
a squeegee.
Weird.
I didn't even.
That's weird.
I've never heard of anyone doing that.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't go as far as this man, but I will get the majority of water off me before I leave.
Really?
The yeah.
You like
really?
Scrape it off?
Just like, you can like brush it off very easily. I'm quite a hairy man, so the water kind of sticks to you a little bit. And you just kind of like brush it off. Like I'll give my hair like a little squeeze on my hair just because it helps it just get the majority of it out. Otherwise, you very quickly have like a sodden towel.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's true, actually. Maybe that's the answer.
So I kind of agreed. Like being like completely drenched and stepping straight out, not even giving like 10 seconds to just like it to just drip off. I think it's fucking psychopathic.
Oh, but also, so he begins toweling off before they step out the shower.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. That's weird.
Is showering out of the shower. Toweling off out of the shower.
Yeah, toweling in the shower always gives me anxiety that I'm going to like hit the towel against like the wall of the shower and make it all wet. And then I've just fucking wasted half this towel. Or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It doesn't feel right,
does it? No. I'm going to say I am the girlfriend in this scenario. I have to like squeeze out my like my hair. I have so much of it, so it would be a fucking disaster. I'd flood the bathroom, so I have to, like you said, Harry, you've got to like squeeze your hair with the long hair. But other than that, I do what the girlfriend does. Sounds like Ravs, you do what the girlfriend does as well.
Yeah, I just get out and I just stand on the mat and grab my towel and go to town.
I encourage you to try the squeegee technique. It's very quick. You can do it in about 10 seconds. Just do it down, once down your legs, and then like one on your belly and one on your arms.
Well, just with your hand, just to give it a little weight.
Yeah, and you'll just get almost all of the water off.
Okay.
And it just means your towel is like stays like drier while you're drying yourself for way longer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because actually I always have like a really sodden bath mat and it's annoying.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
Yeah. Am I the baddie? Am I doing it wrong?
I don't regret that 10 seconds of just little bit of squeegee. I think the man's right. That's
okay,
what I do.
But he's not right about toweling off in the shower, though. That's where we draw the line.
I think he's the weird one here. He said, please tell me that my girlfriend's the weird one, but I think he's the weird one.
Yeah, I mean, toweling off in the shower is like super not okay.
It just sounds like he's more organized and efficient with his maneuvers.
But I mean,
he's not getting any water on the bathroom floor.
Is it more? Wait. Is the answer to this question in the question? Is it more a logistical issue? I mean, it's bad enough having two people in the fucking shower trying to reach around each other and fucking wash. Is it actually that she can't dry herself in the shower with him because there's not enough space? So you need actually she's stepping out. She's biting the bullet and going out of the shower first so that she can dry and he can dry in there.
Maybe. I mean, they need to shower separately and find out if they have the same,
you got a litmus tester. Let her shower alone and does she dry inside the shower? Because if she does, then wow, what a woman.
What a hero.
What a hero.
She's taking the bullet for you.
I guess the bonus question?
Yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Do you stand up or stay seated to wipe your boiter for your bum? I've never understood the stand up technique.
Oh my God. Okay. So I used to be a sit down boy, Harry.
Yeah.
But now I am a stand up boy.
A stand up boy?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I do my business, right? Hear me out.
I just think this is wrong. This is what's wrong with the world.
This is deranged.
This is not good.
What's wrong with this? Okay. When I stand up, I put one hand against the wall and I spread my cheekies.
To get purchased.
What the fuck?
No.
What the fuck, Rouse?
So that I can like kind of bend over a little bit and that gives my asshole a lot more openage and I clean up more boy dirt.
Rouse, are you like, what the fuck? You're gripping the fucking
wall. I put a hand on the wall.
Purchase.
I put a hand on the wall.
He's fucking straining.
No, I don't need to do this. It's so that my butthole is a lot more like open and like receptive to receiving a good cleaning.
Hear me out. When you're sitting down, surely that's like naturally kind of spreading stuff out a little bit more. You're standing up, which is bunching everything together, which means you have to grip the wall.
Which means you have to put way more effort into spreading it.
Yeah.
It may seem better, but it's better of a bad situation. It is already better.
There's something that feels really vulnerable about standing up to do it as well. I feel like it's like you're open to, I don't know, missile attacks. It's not right.
Dirty. I like it.
It feels more dirty. Like it feels like you're spreading the dirt into more air.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Like, what if you're in America doing it and they've got those really big gaps in the toilets and what's passing? You're just standing up, gripping the wall.
I didn't do it in America. I didn't feel safe doing it in America.
I cannot get over American cubicles. I can't.
Oh my God.
It's the one thing. I go to America and I'm like, oh my God, this is the worst. This is the absolute worst.
I need an American to be walking past, and because Ravs is bending forward to grip the wall, his face is right up against the gap. Eye contact.
I don't need that, but just in my bathroom, that's just the easy way to do it. But like, I could just do it like bending over, but it's more fun.
Why not? Surely that's the most efficient way.
I don't know why I changed. I was like, I'm going to try this. And then I tried it. I was like, oh, I kind of like this. And then it's just the way I do it.
Someone must have planted that seed in your head. Why did you start doing that?
Maybe. I don't know. I just started, I don't know what made me start doing it. I was like, I'm going to try this, you know? And I just stood up and did it. And I was like, oh, wow, that was good.
I can't say I've ever tried it because I just don't think I'd like it.
Next time, and you think of me when you do
it. No, I'm not. This is how the pegging begins. I'm not fooling with this before. This is not the trick I want to
fall for. Oh my God, maybe this is what happened.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that is just is giving you this like slight moment, this like fingering brush.
Oh my goodness. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I get good and clean, man. I get good and clean.
Do you know what I've always wanted to try? I've always wanted to try riding the toilet reverse style.
Oh yeah, where you, me where too. Because like, then you got a little shelf,
little snacky shelf. I've just always thought that does seem more optimal.
Wait,
yeah, honestly.
Oh, sorry. Wait, what? I'm trying to envision this. So your body, your face is facing the cistern,
you have like a little. Yeah. You can like put your phone on like
rest the, your arm,
on the thing, you can, like,
desk.
Do some work.
Oh, okay.
You can eat a little snack.
Oh, and then you can hide beers inside the cistern and you can just open it up and get a drink out. It'd be nice and cold.
Oh, that's alcoholism.
that's the alcoholism show for again.
Okay.
Bingo enjoyers?
you even used the word hide the beers. I'm more trouble.
I don't want my family to know, right?
In your own house, hide them.
Yeah.
But no, it feels like actually the way toilets work.
What's stopping you, Harry?
Well, mine doesn't have, my toilet in my house doesn't have a... the system's like built into like the shelf. Do you know what I mean?
Oh no.
So they kind of cucked me and I'd just be like kind of staring at a head level shelf. It wouldn't be, it doesn't have the vibe.
Right. I got you.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it next time. Do it.
Why not? I feel like, all right, hear me out.
Because
then
I can stand up and I'm already facing the wall.
You're great for purchase. Like with the shape of the toilet and the way you'd have to spread to your legs to get around the cistern, and like the way that the toilet bowl kind of curves in, doesn't it feel like it's not correct for like positioning?
No,
I don't know.
Really,
it feels like it doesn't work in my head.
I feel like whoever designed it that way did it wrong. It was a miscommunication.
Right.
Yeah.
I see. It's the wrong way around.
Yeah.
You're supposed to
face it. Why is the little shelf there?
Why is the shelf there, Lydia? Yeah, why would they put the shelf there if they don't want things to go on the shelf?
That is actually true. You make a strong, valid point. Oh, wow.
I want people to write in it. Does anyone actually poop like that? Like, does anyone actually do it? Like,
someone
no lie,
definitely does.
That's
someone
it. That's
does.
Your strategy. And give us the bullshit reason why it's amazing.
Yeah, let us know. We're very invested in this.
Perfect. Right, just go next All question.
Right. Next question.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
We got a little lovely question from a patron here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, patrons. Hey, Zero Degrees. Summertime is coming and all of my friends that are at uni at the moment are about to return to our hometown for a good 3 months and we've been trying to think of activities to do together. What experience have you had in the UK that you would recommend for a group of 5 lads? Love the podcast. I think it's better than Triforce. I've been listening to that for over 5 years.
Wow.
What's Triforce?
Wow.
What
a mic drop at the end.
Wowie.
Yeah, mic drop.
Wowie.
I can't believe we're better than Zelda.
We are actually better than Zelda. Get fucked, Zelda.
That's crazy.
That's so good.
Yeah.
This is a good question. All right. What to do in the UK? Okay.
I used to do it when I was like, in year 8, year 9, but we used to go fishing, which I know sounds super lame.
That's
cute. We used to go, obviously I lived in the South Coast, so we'd go off like some of the arms and piers and just go fishing and just like, was never very successful, but it's quite fun, you know, just go buy some fishing gear, buy some drinks, go some snacks, just go hang out and just kind of feels very macho, even though you're not like succeeding. Do you know what I mean? There's like, I don't know. Felt good.
That's cute. I like that. I'd like to try fishing. I like that.
I'd love to try fishing. I mean, there's plenty of like cool things I think you could do. Like, you know, I've never been to one, but I've always wanted to go to a rage room. And I know those exist in the UK.
Yeah, I want to do a rage room.
If you don't
room.
Know what they are, they're just rooms you go to, and sometimes they have stuff for you to smash, sometimes you bring old things to smash, and you just like put on some protective gear, and they give you like a baseball bat or a hammer, and you just go in and hit shit.
Just smash it up, which you just can't do in normal life because it's just not the
I feel like
I'm
such like a frighty person that I would get so terrified in those rage rooms. I don't know.
I'd be worried that something would like fly off and like... I know that you wear protective gear and stuff, but I would be worried I'd end up hurting myself somehow.
But honestly, five lads in a rage room sounds fucking perfect, though. It's like a match made in heaven.
that's a good idea. I guess it depends if it's... It sounds like five lads probably aren't going to be up. It's not like you're not like wanting to do touristy stuff or, you know, see the Stonehenge or whatever like that. I think a canal boat... What are those things called?
Canal boat holiday. Let's
canal boat
go.
Holiday are super fun and would be good with the lads. You can take some games and have some beers.
Also, it's
and...
like, it's actually a... It's kind of... It's not like super easy to drive a canal boat. Like, doing the locks and stuff is complicated and you don't want to fuck it up. Mm. Last time I went canal boating, there was a stag do had actually fucked up a lock and they submerged their canal boat. Fortunately, no one was hurt. But they like completely ruined a lock in the middle of Bath.
Oh my God. How much would that have cost them to like...
Well, I think they had to get a crane to pull the canal boat out. It was like a nightmare.
But yeah. Okay,
the poor lads looked pretty ashamed. I mean, they were very drunk. So be careful. Like, canals are quite dangerous.
Yeah, they're pretty spooky. You don't want to fall one of those.
No, it's not. That's not the fun times. But otherwise, it's beautiful. You find a nice like countryside one in Wales. Lovely.
Oh, there's axe throwing. I've never done that, but that looks fun.
Yeah, I want to do that, but I'm also scared that I'll somehow cut my head off, but I do want to do that.
I'd love to go to throwing knives and axes. I'd love to do that. Just banging stuff.
Rats has just got a lot of rage, apparently. He just wants to get the rage out.
I really want to do archery, but it's something I don't want to like do alone. You know what I mean? Like, I want to have like an archery buddy.
I'll do archery with you, Raz.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You guys want to do some archery?
I'd love to do. I have done it before. It's really hard, but it's fun.
I did that. I had a great time.
Yeah.
I won 2 awards when I did it.
What the fuck? Okay, he just wants to just show off. Yeah, that's why he doesn't want to do it alone.
Now I remember why I said no, because Raz is the most arrogant archer I've ever met in my life. He just brings his awards with him. By the way, they could be a Robin Hood of Glasgow.
I shouldn't be a good archer because, like, I have astigmatism in my left eye, like, which just throws off all my, like, fucking aiming. I don't know how the fuck I actually managed to do well.
Holy shit. Secret talent.
What the fuck? Killer. Yeah. He's a killer.
He's a cold, he's a stone cold killer.
Maybe we should do, like, a weird little, like, archery vlog. Degrees does archery.
Let's
see if we can do it for
Youngstars
members. I'll send them a poke.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Archery, rage room, axe throwing. Let's go. 0 degrees on tour.
Oh, 0 degrees on tour. New series coming soon.
Fuck yes. This is not saying what's fun stuff we can do now. Yeah.
So I'm literally making a note. Sorry.
Yay.
Hell yeah. Yay.
Fuck yes. What other stuff can you do in the UK? I mean, there's loads of like, there's so many beautiful places in the UK, but it really depends what kind of holiday you want. Like if you want like chill, nice, relax, like there's, like the lakes, Lake District and stuff,
Lake District
which is beautiful.
Just fucking amazing.
So pretty. There's like Cornwall. There's the New Forest. There's like so many nice places, but it depends but this is this activities they want to do? Rather than like holidays, it says activities,
I think it's like all the basic ones. Like you've got your paintball and airsoft, laser tag, like
go karting.
I feel like go-karting. I feel like going to the zoo is massively underrated. Like
I love the zoo as long as it's a nice zoo.
I like a zoo like 2 times maximum. I've went to Bristol Zoo like 4 or 5 times with different people who've wanted to go, and I've
that's
too many times to go to the same zoo. You know what I mean?
I used to have a pass to London Zoo.
We went to San Diego Zoo as a gang.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, that zoo is mind blowing. It's a great zoo. But
that was super cool.
Going to the aquarium. Just for like things that you would have done as kids, now doing them again as adults actually is quite fun. Like you kind of get to actually experience it nicely and remember it and stuff. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, you could do like Go Ape or something like that.
I love Go Ape. Go Ape is fucking great.
It's like where what you like that? Go up in the trees and they like buckle you in onto like wires and harnesses and you like go exploring around the trees and do cool
that
shit.
Sounds terrifying
it's
to me.
It's so high up and you do like massive zip lines between the trees and shit. It's fucking crazy.
I've never done a zip line. I think I'd love to try it once, but like I also know I'm a fucking huge pussy.
The trouble going is after like the first circuit. The last time I went, there were like, when I went to, there were like six circuits. The first circuit's like got people on it. It's got like, you know, instructors and stuff at all the like click-in points. But then after that, they just expect you to do it yourself. And so it is a bit terrifying in that.
Oh my God.
That seems dangerous.
Well, you like, you sign your life away or whatever. And it is like, it's not, it's pretty hard to fuck it up, but it is still kind of sketchy.
I'm scared of heights. I want to do it because I know a lot of people do go out to try and overcome their fear of heights. Like I know it's sort of advertised as that. I want to do it, but I think once I'm up there, I would absolutely freak out. So maybe not.
I think you'd love it, Lids. I think you'd have a great time. It is really exhilarating. Also, the thing you have to remember is almost all of them, you don't actually have to really stand on like whatever the obstacle is because your safety line just catches you.
Yeah. So
at worst comes to worst, you can kind of just like shimmy along.
Yeah.
Like it's
what
not.
What if it breaks, Harry? What well, fucking line breaks?
Well, then fuck it. You pray you don't die and then you sue them and fucking
okay,
bang.
All right.
There you go.
Get some money.
I assume they probably have those big like mesh net things, right?
No.
No?
Nah, not that I did it.
I thought they'd have like those like, I thought they'd have like those suicide nets along the bottom.
No.
Not really. Roll dog into the ground.
Like some of the circuits aren't super high, but some of them are pretty fucking terrifyingly high. It's a good one. That is a great suggestion. Go Ape is amazing.
I would never do like that one's too scary to me. And people that do Tough Mudder, like props to you.
Oh my
I
God,
never.
Yeah. I could never do that. I can't walk down the fucking road without being out of breath.
That's why, like, as much as I would love to do like Takeshi's Castle one day, I would never get past the mud wall at the start.
Yeah, fuck that.
You know that bit when they got to like run up that muddy slide? I would not get by that.
No, me neither. Me and you both, Rabs. We would be fucked.
You know what? Something we used to do occasionally was just get some beers. Obviously, it involves drinking. Get some beers and just try and walk to like another town. I just wrote this in this question. They referenced they're going back to their hometown. And that was always our like fun little challenges. Like, fuck it, can we walk? You know, a couple miles, get pissed along the way, and then just try and get a bus or a train back, and just aimlessly walk out into the countryside was always kind of fun.
I think that's mine and Lydia's worst nightmare.
I was about to say, I'm listening to this thinking, fuck that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a river and shit. It's nice. It's lovely on a summer's day.
Yeah.
But what I hate about that is you can get halfway along and think, I'm fucking back and I don't want to do this anymore. And then you're just stuck. Like, if you want to go back.
Yeah, you got to go halfway one way or the other.
Yeah, that's it. But that's why you got the group of lads, the peer pressure. Go on, keep going, mate. Let's go.
Keep going. Woo. You can do it. Lads. That's fair. Oh, I know what you should do. Okay. I'm still meaning to do this one day. Go to like a place where there's arcade machines and shit like that and do like a tournament of, preferably one that has a bar in it. and then you do like you're like at a seaside, so it's fun. And you do the basketball, what's it called? What's the one where you throw that ball into the hole?
Ski ball? Yeah.
You do all that shit. You do like rounds of them and see who can win. I want to do that. I want us to do that. I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. There you go. There's got to be something in there that tickles
something
your
for
fancy.
Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Good luck. Don't die. If you good do luck, die, it's luck. Not our fault. This is not real advice. This is a comedy podcast. It's legally sound.
It's legally sound. We cannot be sued. Hi, Harry, Rabs, and Lids. Absolutely loving the podcast. It's been a great source of entertainment whilst I suffer the gruel of job hunting. My question for you is, if you could go to dinner with any character from your favourite TV or movie, who would you bring? Mine would be Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, as I feel he would be a great guy to talk about food with and hear all about his mental monster hunting career. Plus, he has a talking dog. I can't wait to hear more of the podcast. Hope you guys are well.
Oh, what a lovely message.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
good
you,
luck
thank
with
you.
The job hunting.
That's lovely. Yeah, good luck.
I feel like we've done this a couple of times, right? I feel like we've certainly had a couple on 0 degrees. We've been at a bunch of fancy dinners
where we've had to invite so many fancy dinners in this podcast.
We've had to invite game characters and stuff. We've had the who dinner party would you have a ghost appear at and stuff like
that? Yeah, I think we've done celebrity dinner party game characters, but have we done TV or movie?
No, I think this is a new one. And I do like, I like this question. I like this type of question. It's good because also I think
me too.
I feel like as time passes, my answer probably changes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you watch new things. And
yeah, and you forget about old things. And
yeah, you know, like for me right now, I think it's because I'm watching it. It's like not my favorite TV show or anything, but like I absolutely adore it. I would pick Ted Lasso from Ted Lasso
because
he is just like a nice, sweet Southern man, and he's just doing his best, and he's got such a positive attitude, and I feel like it would be a life-changing, nice time.
Oh, you know, I couldn't get into that.
I've never tried it.
Mm. Oh my God, it's like such a heartwarming, lovely show.
Mm. It's got
the grippers in
me.
Is it? Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looks...
It's well good.
It looks great.
I'd pick him.
Yeah.
I just think it'd be such a lovely time.
You just have a nice meal. There's nothing crazy so happening. Nice.
You get up halfway through the meal, you go to the toilet to, you know, as you finish, you wipe your ass, and Ted Lasso walks, he's like, what the fuck are you doing, Rouse? This is wrong.
No, Ted Lasso is
Ted's
so
like,
positive.
This is my one thing that irks me.
No, please, no, Rouse.
Like, this is weird, Rouse. You're going to pick up the bill.
Now.
I have to leave. You fucked it all, Rouse.
No, he would be sweet. He'd be sweet.
He'd understand me.
This is a weird move, man.
Oh my God.
I think I'd have to go Saul Goodman. I just think he's one of my favorite characters ever. And it would just
be
fucking
funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, the antics, him trying to fucking get some clients mid dinner, you know, probably having to like not pay for the meal, and him, he's suing the rest. You know, I feel like it would be drama. It would be constant drama. He would be hilarious. I just think he's the greatest character. I love him.
That is a really good shout.
He'd probably go on with Ted as well.
Isn't they're nice guys? Nice guys. Who's yours, Lids?
Is it a crime to fancy a cartoon character?
Okay, that's a different question.
This is going in a different direction. It's not how I thought.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay. So I was thinking of shows I like and who would be interesting.
Uh-huh.
And you guys seen Archer?
Yeah.
I love Archer.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. I love Archer. I love the show. And I, even though he is a cartoon character, I think Archer is attractive. Is that normal? I don't know.
Hold up. The fucking phone. Stop the podcast right there. What the fuck did you just say?
Well, I don't know. I'm not, it's like, I don't have a crush on him. I don't fancy him. I just think he's would
Sorry,
be.
I haven't watched Archer.
Person.
I just Googled it. This man is literally middle sliders. Lydia, what's going on? Talk to me about this.
I don't know. I've got issues. But in the show, he's like this dickhead spy character. And I kind of I would like to have dinner with him. I think he would have interesting stories, but he'd also be treat me mean and keep me keen. I think I'd have a great time. He's a fucking raging alcoholic. So I'd be drinking loads of whiskey
great.
With him. I just think it would be really good fun. And I don't know, in my scenario, I think I'm also a cartoon character because I'm trying to make this work for me. I feel like it would be a great time. I'm kind of regretting that choice now.
Back it. Everyone at home's listening and they're nodding along. Yes,
confused.
This is a perfectly rational, normal answer.
This is a normal thing.
To want to be a cartoon person, to have a dinner with a cartoon spy.
Spy who drinks a lot and treats you like shit.
Is there a lady character in Archer that you super associate with?
I mean, Lana is like really tall.
I'm Googling this and judging you, by the way, as you say these things. That's the only reason I ask.
Lana's like this badass spy who's really tall and always gets mocked
what the
for having
fuck?
Massive hands.
She's hot.
She's hot, right? She's fucking hot.
Why the fuck are these pixels so hot, Lydia?
I know, that's what I'm saying, right?
What the fuck is going on? Wow.
Wowie.
Well, I thought this show was about business. This show is about them fucking. What's going on?
Yeah, there's, well, they're spies, but they also fucking drink and are terrible people. So it's great. It's really, I really recommend it.
Mm.
It's good shit. It's good shit. I guess I should probably also pick a real person to try and redeem myself.
That's my answer. Anyway, so let's end the podcast there.
Okay, so I'm having a wholesome time with Ted Lasso. You're getting into some chaos with Saul Goodman, and Lydia's trying to fuck a cartoon
character. Lydia's fucking a 2D man.
Oh, yeah. We've all got our little foibles. At least they don't stand up and cling to the wall.
Oh, Jesus. Well, amazing.
Thank you, Lydia, for outshining my clinging to the wall ass wipe by wanting to fuck a cartoon
it's
character.
It's a real toss up what this episode is going to be called. It's, gonna, it's a real toss up. I don't know.
It's a toss up.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, let the editors decide.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you to our lovely patrons. Thank you for everyone for sending in questions. Rate and review the podcast. I saw, I actually found some reviews. Can you believe it? They were on Apple.
Do you know, I was looking at some reviews earlier, and all of them on Apple were lovely.
They're so nice.
There's so many lovely
reviews. I was reading them.
There was some on Podbay. I was just going through, and there was so much positivity and love. It was just great.
Yeah, really super nice. Maybe we'll read them out next episode or something.
Shall I read one right now? I've got one.
Read one right now. Yeah. And then that will encourage people to read more, and we'll read more of them. Smile.
Here we go. It goes from Shukmet on Apple. Says, one of my favorites. Love this. A great listen that makes me laugh. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. Look at that. Look at that. Just perfect. What a perfect listener.
So nice.
5 stars.
So nice. 5 stars.
Thank you so much. That's lovely.
Just the best. Just the best listeners. God damn.
Thank you, everyone.
We are trending on the charts in Saudi Arabia, baby.
Oh, really?
Number like 260 on the podcast charts for Saudi Arabia.
Oh my God, we're amazing.
Let's go.
We are there, boys. We've done it. We've cracked the... We're worldwide.
0 degrees on tour.
I could just shout out Saudi Arabia, I guess. Let's go.
Let's go.
I guess.
Who's... Because right then, let us know if you're listening in Saudi Arabia. Tell us. Tell us the story.
I'm very intrigued.
I have a lot of intriguing questions for you.
I read the review. It was from someone who doesn't even know anything about us. They just got recommended. Someone recommended them to their friends, and their friend listens, and they don't know anything about us as streamers or anything, and they like the podcast. Can you believe it?
I thought people would have to like us as streamers because there's no way they'd listen to us otherwise. That's crazy, right? Oh, wow. That's nice. Okay. Well, thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for your kind words.
And people leaving lots of YouTube ones as well. I was doing a little read. People were talking about their celebrity encounters on the podcast that just went out.
Yeah.
Some great stuff. Love the engagement.
Thank you, guys.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. We'll catch you next time. Peace.
We'll see you next time. Bye. Bye. See ya. Bye.